I spent $250 a week on booze.
Yeah, I must be an expert. No, it means you're alcoholic. Yeah.
Well, you got a problem, Jim.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you spend $1,000 a week on a prostitute, doesn't mean you're good at sex.
Are you recording that?
Oh, it was that one, actually.
That's the intro.
Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out with a pouring old man. My name is Russell. Thank you for joining us for episode 44 of the Pouring Old Man podcast. Pouring one out with me today, he's so vain, he probably thinks this intro is about him, is Warren Crawford.
I did think it was about me.
Yeah. I thought it was me.
And he's a maniac on the floor. He's dancing like he's never danced before. It's Chris from next door.
Hey, lads, how you going?
Yeah, good.
Nice, I like that that rhymed.
It was really good. Yeah.
I would like to say I planned that, but I really didn't. I had another song that I was going to incorporate into the intro when I was driving. I had, that's a great idea. And I can't, for the life of me, remember what that was now. In fact, I remembered one, forgot the other, but then I lay down in bed last night, then the one that popped in, that's what it was. But then I immediately forgot the other one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I hate having ideas when I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I always ask Siri to remember them for me, and she never does.
Is that because you've got a Google phone?
No. I do look
Siri,
up.
Write this down. I'm not fucking Siri.
I do call her some nasty things.
Poor Siri.
So who are we? We are the Pouring Old Man. Just a few old timers sitting on the back porch talking about the beers we love. We release fresh episodes of the show into the wild every Tuesday morning on all your favourite podcast services. If you like what you hear, be sure to leave us a like, a rating and a review, and tell all your friends and spread the good word. You can also follow the Pouring Old Man on Instagram and Facebook. Plus, be sure to jump on our brand new Pouring Old Man Facebook group where we can share stories, news and reviews and have some friendly chats about the craft beer world. Plus, it's a safe space for you to post stories, pictures of your own.
Yeah, no judgment zone.
No. Well, unless you start posting pictures of VB and shit, then judgment will be earned.
So someone posted a picture the other day of Sol beer.
Yes, but there's a guilty, I feel guilty about this or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but as I said to him, like, cool, if that's what, if you enjoy that, cool,
yeah,
enjoy it.
Exactly.
Your tastes are different to mine. I don't care what you drink.
If it feels good, do it.
Yeah. You're not forcing me to drink it, so we're good.
Yeah. You can also follow the Pouring Old Man host on Instagram at Pouring Old Russ, at Pouring Old Wazza, and Chris is at The Neighbour, and Chris has a Twitter feed going as well at the moment.
I do.
What's your handle on there, mate?
I don't know.
What's your Twitter name?
it's just Prickle.
Oh, just Prickle?
Yeah. And just straight out.
At Pouring Old Pity.
Yeah. If you search Prickle on Pornhub, you get completely different results.
Yes,
so don't do that.
Yes.
Or do that. Depends what floats your boat, really.
That was my old days, mate.
That's where you're going wrong. On Pornhub, his handle is his Beard Rush.
Mustache rides.
Maybe we need to release the podcast on Pornhub. We just had like the title, something like, you know, he smashes a couple of Aussies in the shower, and it'll just be us with a couple of Australian craft beers.
Only fans, we could get on that.
We'll automatically get like 500,000 views.
It'd be some guy with his junk in his hand sitting there going, 5 minutes in, surely it should start soon.
That Russ is a good looking guy.
Yeah, when in Rome.
Slippery slope.
Yeah. How did we get here?
You turned up.
I just bad thought of sitting on the couch going, this is 25 stand I drink hours.
I was gonna throw another one in today. Fucking hell.
Anyway, so lads, what have you been drinking?
Yeah, good question. Great question.
I've been drinking a bit, actually. You know what I did try? I tried that Feijoa.
Yep. Thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. It was different.
Mm.
It wasn't overly sour, and it was quite an enjoyable drop. It was like a really good sessionable sour.
Have you had Feijoa the by itself before?
Definitely
no,
not.
No, okay.
No. I've never had either, but it'd be interesting to try it on.
Yeah. Mm. As I said, when I talked about it, that's the closest to the actual Feijoa flavor I've come across in the beer, so it's close to the mark, that one.
I also tried a beer from Wayward, trying to support our New South Wales friends.
Yes.
Which was their Irish Cream Dessert Stout.
Oh, how was that? I've been curious about that. How was it?
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
Like it's got like a Bailey's flavour to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But it's like a real nice, it is a dessert stout. It's just, it's really tasty.
Yeah, good.
If you get an opportunity, grab a can.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, it's definitely one that sort of popped up on my radar. Just haven't come across it yet. So, yeah. And I keep seeing like the wayward cans at the bottle shop. Oh, is that it? But it's like the coconut coffee one, which is not so good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also tried the miso icky sticky stout from Pirate Life.
Mm.
That's like a 500ml can and 10.6% and good night Irene.
Yeah.
It was okay. I could get where they were coming from. Like there was a real saltiness about it. Like that was the miso coming through. I don't know what I expected.
Mm.
I didn't hate it. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't my favorite beer of the night, but. Yeah. It was good. Mm. And it was reasonably cheap. I think it was like $8 or $9.
That's not bad for a large can.
Yeah. For the size of the can. It was 4.2 standard drinks.
Yeah.
Drinkos. Drinkos. Sorry about that. Yeah. Also, based off the back of Pity's post on the page last week.
Yeah.
Happened to be about 100 metres away from the Ipswich,
the PA,
in Ipswich. Mm. Yep. When that popped up on the group.
Oh my god!
And I went, oh, you're joking.
I'm going.
So I stopped in, tried the Baba Yaga.
Yep.
That was incredible.
I
thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yep.
They even have it. You can get growlers of it there.
I think Josh was saying that. Yeah, it's like $50 is enough for a growler. You can get it.
That'll rail you.
Not,
oh, mate.
Yeah, would it?
$50 is a cheap night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You'd wake up in the morning like a murder victim. Like, you'd be like sprawled on the kitchen floor with like broken glass around you and the remnants of Baba Yaga flowing through.
Some food hanging in your mouth.
when you consider, I went to visit my favourite weekly treat, Star Liquor. And they had the cans there, $22 a can.
Yep.
So when you consider it against that, you're getting essentially
What was it, 1.86?
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, growler's about 1.8 something.
Yeah. It was basically 3.5 pints. It's really good value.
Yeah.
The other I tried is the Skyline Scotch Ale from Brendale Brewing. I made a big error in judgment here. I had it after the Baba Yaga.
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't really taste
it. It was tasteless.
Yeah. It tasted overly sweet. So I'm keen to give it another crack, but when I drank it, I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think that was my fault.
Yeah. That's the problem with those big sort of big boozy stouts and stuff.
Yeah,
you really can't taste much after that, but you might have to do it just have a like 4X bitter or something afterwards for you care. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. The rest is just filler.
I mean, don't
do what you gotta do. But that was anyway, that's what I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chris?
I've been on a cleanse.
You can tell I haven't had any beer on my fridge. Chris hasn't been drinking.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Sorry, tell us about this cleanse.
Oh, no, just after Father's Day, I just, because we did the last recording before Father's Day, I just thought, you know what?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. That and I've had an excessive amount of study to do too, so every waking minute was injected in it and I needed a pretty clear head. So But today's the first beer of the week.
Mine too, actually.
I've had a pretty low-key week as well. The one I did try, and after it's probably been about 5 years since I got like free beers delivered to me at work, which considering I work at a pub is a pretty sad thing, but such is life when you work for a large corporation, unfortunately. Actually, I don't know whether I should say this, but because I've got a tasting coming up with like Little Creatures trying a couple of beers.
Oh, nice.
And so the package arrived on Tuesday. Oh, here we go, cool, get there. Then Wednesday, an identical package turned up with the same beers again. So they sent me two.
No, they didn't.
I was seen double. They didn't send me two. So I thought, well, I've got like eight like Little Creature Pacific Ales to try now. I might as well at least have one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be trying all eight in a Zoom meeting next Wednesday. So, Little Creatures Pacific Ale. And
nice.
It was actually really good.
Mm. They got rid of a beer recently, didn't
they? They got rid of their old West Coast IPA.
Yeah, so is this to replace it?
The hazy IPA is replacing that.
Yeah, okay.
And they just released this as a new beer as well. So they've had a bit of a lineup change. They've got Their four main beers all in cans now, which is the Pale Ale, XPA, the New Hazy, and New Pacific Ale, all in cans now. Right.
Also, I think I sent it over to you, but they've canned the Espresso Martini that they did for Gabs.
Yeah.
If you can get your hands on that. Yeah,
it's still available, and as soon as my pay comes in, I am onto that. Little Cruise Pacific Ale. I probably take them for granted sometimes. They are actually a pretty good brewery, despite them being owned by, large multinational conglomerate. But, just a really nice little, passion fruit flavours and kind of pine and citrusy kind of taste in there. It's really good. Really good, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, Little Creatures.
Mm. Mm. 21 years old.
Wow.
They've been around since 2000, so.
Wow.
And I thought they'd been owned by, I thought they'd been owned by Lion for a lot longer, but I think 2012.
When they came out.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, this is fancy. Mm. And I remember my first thought was, poor buggers. He's got to put up a 4X and shit.
Mm.
So who's going to pay that much for that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I still quite like them. They haven't lost their brewing identity as much as some of the others might
have. Which is brilliant. We found that out at Gabs too.
They're just as passionate as anyone else. And then they've also got White Rabbit as a side purchase, so they can get even more experimental and stuff.
Yeah. I love White Rabbit.
Yeah.
They do some good stuff.
And Lord Nelson. Remember them?
No.
Sydney Brewery, Lord Nelson?
Nope. Nope.
Well, right. Okay. Anyway, we'll cut that bit out.
But oddly, Little Creatures at one of the pubs we worked at, we had a rotating tap. We could only use Lion and CB as that, so we kind of restrict what we could have. So we end up with a lot of Lion, Little Creatures beers on tap. And I had to do a little blackboard to do it. And I got really good at drawing the little cherub. Freehand with chalk paint, I just drew a little cherub and all that. So, yeah.
Anyway.
Just crack into show and tell. All right, time now for show and tell. This is where each of us bring a beer to the table and tell a story along the way as well. Today, the theme is hazies are overrated. Prove me wrong. A few weeks back, Warren, I'm blaming you for this, put up a clickbaity, rib-poking meme with the line, hazies are overrated, prove me wrong, and fair to say got a bit of attention on social media from a few bear Karens and hazy boys and the like.
I stand by what I did.
So, yeah, we thought it was time to put the meme to the test. Are hazies overrated? And what better way to do that than drinking lots of them?
I think we'll get into it anyway. My thoughts around hazies are, it's not that I don't like them, but I think I'm not paying $18 a can for them.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think today's really going to prove why not to.
Before we get there, do we crack into the Inglourious Bear Snacks?
Yes we do.
Chris so, looks like he's
do the unveiling. Be careful, shit might fall out everywhere.
It's gone. That's it.
It's one.
Ruined it.
Oh, look at that. Oh.
Well, today, because we're doing hazies and there's such a pungent explosion in your mouth, I brought... Fuck up.
That's a tagline for Pornhub.
Yeah, tagline for Pornhub. We've got thousands of
I brought a blue brie.
Nice.
Yeah.
I hope you like blue cheese, boys.
I love blue cheese.
Yep. And I've got the regular jalapeno dip. Just a...
Or as Warren says...
Jalapeno,
just to tear the taste buds out, and obviously the accompaniments to sort of to the vessel to help us eat these.
Very nice, mate. Thank you.
Yeah. No worries. Blue beer and cheese. Let's get on to the beer.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So, because I was forced to buy a hazy for this episode, I went down to my local liquor store and had a bit of a look on the range because I don't buy them.
Yeah.
So it was challenging.
It was very challenging.
Wow.
I was, because I'm like a kid in a candy shop when I walk into these places. Because I'm on a dark beer mission at the moment, I don't know why I just can't walk into bottle shops without buying a shit ton of dark beer at the moment. I almost get distracted by the dark beers.
Yeah, right.
So I've got to keep like correcting myself and going, no, I'm here for a hazy. No, I'm here for a hazy.
Technically, dark beers are just like midnight hazies, really.
Oh, that's gold, eh? We can coin that.
Yeah, dark beers are just like midnight hazies, but worth it. Yeah, so as I said before, my big issue with hazies are that breweries are bringing out these beers that are hazies that are $18, $20 a can.
Mm.
Like, what the fuck are you putting in these things that makes it...
Lots and way too much hops, yeah.
I always have a problem paying that much for a beer unless it's exceptional.
Yeah.
And I'm okay paying it if it's exceptional.
Yeah.
But I've never had a hazy so far that has, for me, felt justified in that price tag.
Mm.
Yeah, correct.
So I didn't buy one.
Mm.
But I did buy a Deeds beer, and they are notorious for having expensive beers.
Yes, they are.
So I picked up their Double Time Hazy Pale.
Yep.
And I thought, Deeds are a good brewery. Mm-hmm. They generally produce good quality stuff. So I thought this would be a good one to bring along and try out.
Yeah,
and
they're excellent. Part of the hype train too. So
they are part of
the hype train. They're very much part of the hype train, yeah. In fact, they even got a beer called Hype Train. So.
Wow, that worked well. Yeah. Not planned at all. No.
That's a good sound.
Yeah, a little bit of smoke coming out. That was pretty cool.
That was...
Oh, we're just ripping off all the content creators in the beer world.
Oh, mate. That guy is over the top.
Yeah.
Which guy?
The Welshman.
The Welshman. I like him. I dig him.
Yeah, but
that wasn't one of his better reviews, though, I must admit. When he... Yeah. Oh, this is a bourbon barrel aged beer. Hmm, wonder what barrels they use for it. So, probably But then, you know... Bourbon isn't big as, you know, me and Warren, we're talking about bourbon isn't that popular in the UK. Not, and so to the point that people just have no idea what it is.
Yeah, but there's a hint on the can.
Yeah.
In the name.
He thought that out, didn't he? Yeah. But,
yeah.
Just looking at this.
It does look very hazy.
It's very clear, crisp.
For a hazy, it's quite clear. Does it say hazy on the can?
It's a hazy pale ale.
There we go.
Not an IPA.
There's more pale than hazy.
Definitely has a hazy smell about it, though.
When you opened it, I smelled it, actually. No, and what, where?
Oh, that wasn't the can. That was me.
So you smelled plenty fresh, like fucking Dettol.
Yeah. I burped.
Yeah, burped. Big day at the office, mate. Try bleach next time.
Yeah.
Oh, I shouldn't joke about that shit. No, it's pretty bad.
Hand sanitizers run out.
It smells good.
It does smell good.
Mm, it's refreshing. And it's springtime too. You know what I mean? I love springtime. Springtime in Southeast Queensland is like, I reckon it's the best part of the world.
Yeah.
You can't complain about it. It's fucking amazing.
It's like I was walking up the street sweating the other day.
But it's cold nights.
Yeah, I know.
That's what I'm sleeping, so.
Yeah. Fuck, I love it.
I haven't started sweating myself to sleep yet, so we're doing all right.
It really, as we got hinted with the you know, the colour description, it's very lightly hazy, and it tastes very lightly hazy. But it's, you could almost say, rather than not being hazy pale, it's kind of like a fruited pale, I suppose.
Yeah.
Chocolate pale.
Mm.
It's
got a bit of finish, though.
It drops off very quickly. Like, the flavour profile drops away very quickly.
Yeah, which is great.
It hits you hard and goes...
Not like that smoker we had last week. It was fucking carrying it for 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 2 beers after that, we could still taste
the smoke. Yeah.
Burping up your lunch at the end of the week. That's a smoker.
And because Warren Light listens to the episode, he knows exactly what beer we're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. The Demon Lungs.
Oh, you got it.
No, I just saw the pictures.
No, you just saw the pictures.
I suppose we're all spamming that, haven't we?
I gave that one a 10 and... Chris gave that a 9, which, considering he doesn't give 10s, it's pretty much a 9 out of 9 for him.
It's 10. It's like a 9's the new 10.
I call it a Chris 10.
It was fucking
good. Was that the Grifter?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm keep an eye out.
Considering the last one we had from him, what was it? The last one was bad. It was just a weird sour. I'm not massive fans of sour.
Yeah.
That porter was just perfect.
I think I saw that at Craft at Stafford, so I might have to pop
that. Yeah. I think I saw it the other week as well, grab it.
So damn good. So damn good. Anyway, back to this beer.
Our
Hazy's overrated. Was it?
Look, I tell you what, this was a $7.50 beer.
$7.50?
Yep.
Yep.
Which is okay. I'm okay in that range.
Yeah.
I think that's
And 4-pack would be like, $25 for 4-pack sort of thing. So,
it'd be somewhere. Yeah. Probably not even, probably 22.
And this, being hazy pale, it's a regular, everyday kind of hazy,
Yeah. It's not overly strong. It's 4.6.
Yeah.
Which is the lightweight for what I've been drinking recently. Mm. But for a $7.50 beer, I think it does well. I'm a bit disappointed with the finish. I think it could linger a little bit longer.
Yeah, the finish is a bit light on flavour there.
Yeah, but it could be the difference between being a pale and an IPA. So
definitely, the IPA, you got that big bold bit of finish.
Yeah,
like with this, didn't taper off. It was like a jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
It was like, woo! See you later, go on.
Yeah.
Which you don't mind if you're drinking heavy, but you're not paying $7.50 to drink heavy.
No.
No. So that's the catch-22.
Yep.
And if you're going to buy that, it's because you want that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a funny range, right?
It's like, an expensive session beer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and this is where I always come and stuck. I'm like, do I want to pay $7.50 for this, or is there 1,000 other beers that are I'm probably going to enjoy a bit more that is about the same price?
In the world of like hazy beers, this is the equivalent of like just a run-of-the-mill sort of milk stout. Or you know, like a domestic stout or something like that, which you get for $5-6. So this is where this one stacks up, isn't it? Whereas like, you know, with the big really juicy ones from Range and Mountain Culture, that's more your, you know, Russian Imperial style kind of in the hazy universe, I suppose. And like, it's fine. Like, as far as a everyday drinking hazy, it's okay. The comparison obviously for everyday hazy would be Hawaiian Haze from Ballistic, which is phenomenal. But yeah, slightly different because it's a double dry hop, which does bring out the haze a bit lot more.
Makes did it you get juicier. Number 4 in the hottest 100? 4 or 3, didn't it?
5, 6, 7?
To the top 10. Yeah, which is a great tip.
Yeah, it got to top 10 in the hottest 100.
Good editing work there.
I think you're right. Like it's an okay beer. But the thing is, if I was at a bar and there was very little options, I'd happily drink this all afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
But not at...
Well, and that's a key thing as well. It is something...
a schooner or something, it would be in a bar.
No, yeah.
And it is something you can drink all afternoon.
Yeah.
Whereas some of the other ones, you have one and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, scores?
I'm probably at a 6.
I'm taking... For this whole hazy category, I'm taking everything. Like, availability, price... taste, everything all together, and yeah, if I'm actually going to give it a 5, like, and that's generous. It's not bad. It's just more the price.
Excuse us while Warren seductively nibbles on the tip of a breadstick.
So you get herpes, guys. Slowly
licking the jalapeno dip off the end. Just the tip.
Shit.
Spicy. What do I do with the rest of this? I've dipped it once. I can't double dip.
Dip the other end.
Righto.
Yeah, I don't care.
Get on the tip.
Yeah, so 5. And I think 5 is going to be generous.
Yeah.
Just because, again, price. If you're having a session beer, there's plenty of other beers you want to choose.
Yeah.
Like even the hazy from Ballistic.
So are you downgrading it because of the price there? Or?
Yeah, correct.
Really?
Yeah.
You think $7.50 is too much for the single can?
Correct. That can is over.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll probably go 6. Like it's nice. It's fruity. It's refreshing. It's nothing like anything more than that. It's nothing less than that, I suppose.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Perfect.
Cool. Moving on.
Moving on.
All right. Next up, show and tell. Telling us if Hazy's overrated is Chris.
Today, I've got the original gangster from Bolter, the Hazy.
Not to be confused with the Easy Hazy, which has just been recovered and launched into the core range now.
Exactly. No, this is the first one. This is the one I reckon really put Hazy's on the map and what people fell in love with it.
Yep.
But at $19 a 4-pack, so what's that, $4.50 a unit?
Yep.
Let's see what it's like.
Yeah. I do miss the days when this came in a 500ml can.
Yeah, I remember them. That was great.
Well, all the limiteds used to come in like the big old cans. So. And they do occasionally have the double hazy, the daisy that comes out. And that is quite good as well. Now, see, already this is a lot hazier and juicier than the Deeds.
Correct. I remember $7.50 a can for Deeds versus... I know it's different styles. Like, this is a hazy IPA, not a hazy pale ale. But at $4.50 a unit...
Yeah.
And we're going to find...
Yeah.
I feel we're going to find a little bit of superiority in this one.
There's going to be... Yeah. Hazy IPAs over hazy pales, I think, is going to be the way it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I think, for my taste, IPAs...
Too much?
Are preferential to pales.
Yeah.
Like pales are good, but I like the extra bold taste of IPAs.
Yeah.
And the the follow through as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you're right. I think we're going to find this is a bit more punchy.
Mm. Yeah. No, and I think I'm a bit of a fusspot with like parallels, just normal straight parallels. I just find them a little dull, I suppose, just because I've treated myself to way too many big strong IPAs.
Correct.
And I suppose the same with the hazy versions of these as well. Like the IPA is going to bring more to the party than what a pale ale will. And already like first sip on that, that's punching out some big tropical vibes there, really.
Yeah, already that finish on it lingers a little bit, just so you can savour it.
Yeah, there's a big thick sort of juicy lump that's there and just carries on.
Take a sip, try the blue cheese straight after, and you'll just go.
Okay.
Yeah, mind blown.
Yeah.
Discovered this the other night.
Yeah. So while we do this, Chris, your opinion, are hazies overrated?
Yes. Yes, they are overrated, but they're now essential part of everyday brewing. A brewery has to do a hazy IPA or a hazy NIPA or something that's big and bold just to showcase their ability to step up with some of the other guys. I find they're overrated. I can't say they're saturated because there is a lot of them, but so were lagers 20 years ago. They were saturated, if that makes sense. It's just the times are changing. So, but yes, I find they're overrated, and there's a lot of plenty of better styles out there that are underrepresented. Yeah.
I think, I think you're right. And I think, the thing is for me, like a hazy is a core range like this Bolter is.
Yeah.
Perfectly sensible.
Yep.
Correct.
You can go, I like hazies, and I've got a good hazy I can drink.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Correct.
But I think we mentioned before, the breweries are coming up with these big limited edition hazies. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But core range shit, I'm all good with.
Yeah.
Like if you walk in and they go, we've got a pale, we've got an IPA, and we've got a hazy, sweet.
I'm going to try all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 100% right. And the one thing I really like about this one too, they've done the days of I can't remember when the 500ml can hazies came in, the price point of them, it was up there.
I can't remember, to be honest.
It was like $40 a 4-pack or something.
It was in the 30s, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, that's still less than $10 a can, which isn't that bad.
Not too bad. But back then, everyone was like, but I bought it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But you look at that.
It's kind of, movie ticket prices. Like, you go back far enough, you find people freaking out when that price of movie tickets went over $10. Whereas now, that's a cheap ticket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you look at the $20 hype can, that people pay for and line up in the hot sun, pouring rain or fucking blistering snow, when you can have that.
Yeah.
Which is just...
Well, range is particularly guilty of it. Deeds, they're guilty of it.
Yeah. There's something about that that's just great.
It's super refreshing, super fruity.
And for the seasoned craft beer drinker, that's been in the journey for a bit, it's a great Alamo can. What I mean by Alamo, it's one where you're stuck for something that you want to drink and you go on somewhere, you just grab a 4-pack of that for $19.
And, the thing for me is it's about distinction as well.
Yeah.
There's no distinction between this and your big limited release cans.
Yeah.
They're really very similar.
Unless you're like a really ardent, what's the word? Sommelier? Like a connoisseur?
Oh, yeah, sommelier for wine.
Yeah.
I forget what the beer version is. There's a proper word.
Wanker.
Top knot hipster. Yeah. you cannot distinguish the difference between it. No one can't. And unless you're that well
I'd dispute that because there is a certain, yes, there are, the big cans, big limited edition ones that you drink, and there's not much different for that, but then there are the ones that are a step up. The likes, probably Mountain Culture, like Garage Project, these well regarded breweries, they are punching out stuff that is significantly different from your standard range.
I'm not talking about the average Joe that thinks they fucking know their shit.
But is that worth four times the amount?
Well, it's probably got four times the amount of ingredients in it. That's the thing. Like, a lot of these ones, when someone's triple dry hop, I mean, it's using, technically three times the ingredients of a normal dry hop. So that's why the price goes up. And if it's punching out, big flavours and, big alcohol, then it's not much different from paying, you know, extra money for a big can of heavy stout.
Yeah. I suppose if you go back 2,000 years and you wanted a Japanese fucking samurai sword, you can get one that was manufactured in China or one that's actually made by a samurai. You know what I mean? Or seasoned sword maker. You got to pay a lot more for the seasoned sword maker. You see where I'm going with this? Or no?
No, not really. But
so you can do it with your combat with Garage Project. You know what I mean? Like, you would pay more.
Pay for quality.
Pay for a higher quality, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Yeah.
And the problem with limiteds is when there isn't enough distinction between each of the limiteds for me.
Yeah.
So I look
that's,
at it.
Yeah, that's the bit.
And so this is, you know, this is a cryo hop with this, you know, with this version of hops, and this is a normal hop. It's such a, like, you know, minutiae of difference there. No one's going to be able
to. No one's going to pick that up. Yeah. And I'm sure certified beer judges won't even get that.
Yeah. And a lot of the, you know, like I said, a lot of the really big, you know, $20 cans, there is a step up.
Yeah.
In terms of what overall flavor, and there is a, you know, a juice experience, but yeah.
Hmm.
But whether, yeah, it's distinctive enough to warrant it.
I mean, if someone bought out a $19 lager, would you drink it? Would you buy it?
It depends on the circumstances.
Yeah,
of course. Well,
yeah.
Like if it's a double smoked, bacon infused fucking something lager.
With 100 litres of it brewed or something like that.
Yeah, if it's doing something new, something different that I hadn't seen before, then I'm curious about it. I might do.
Yeah.
But then if it's just, you know, it's in a shiny can, so, probably not.
And I think,
unless there's an All Blacks player, you know, it's signed by Dan Carter with the All Blacks player on the front. So, you know what, I probably would.
Who's Dan Carter?
World's greatest fly half in rugby union, so.
I'm kind of leaning towards, you know, I'm struggling between a 7 and 8 on this one.
Mm. Yeah, I think we're all on the same spot.
I really like it. I think I'm going to give it an 8 just because it's a solid hazy.
Yeah.
It's not out of reach price-wise.
Very convenient.
It is.
Yeah.
It's available in a lot of places. I would happily buy that and drink it all afternoon.
Yep.
And not just be given it and drink it all afternoon.
Yeah.
There is a distinction there.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
But I'd be happy to go to a pub. If that was on tap, I wouldn't mind paying a couple of bucks extra for that.
Yeah.
We'd done that, actually.
Did we?
Before we went into Gabs, we went into the Pig and Whistle. And out of all the beers we had, we said, 2 schooners of hazy.
You don't remember. You don't better than me to remember. So start from the beginning. Gabs?
When we went to Gabs.
What? We went to Gabs?
Okay, this is awkward too. Thanks, Russell. Just leave it hanging. Prick.
It's pretty solid beer. Like, I'm a bit of revisionist going on here. So I probably will knock the D's back down to a 5. Just because I can't go over 8 for this, but it needs to be more than 1 point above the D's. So I think D's probably be a 5. This one is a 7. I was close to giving it 8, but I'm going to split the difference with Warren there. He went 8, I went 7, so 7.5 between us. That's about right. I give it a pretty good 7. It's up there, yeah. Fully refreshing, it's juicy, it's satisfying.
Great price point. I'm the same. 7. Mm-hmm. 8. Yeah, for me to be an 8, it's got to be something that's probably limited it's a bit more special, but 7 is a fucking solid score. And cheap price, convenient anywhere, and it fucking stacks up on itself. And Bolter, like, can they do a bad beer?
Yes. It's called Bunker Buster.
It's Captain Sensible.
Captain Sensible's not bad, it's just boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love that. And there's never a time where I don't have a Bolter beer in my fridge.
All right, next one for show and tell. My turn to bring something up. And I have gone to Lost Palms from the Gold Coast, also from Sherwood here in Brisbane, with their Cryo Nipa. It's a big old 440ml can. And we'll talk about value for money in this one in a tick, I think. So
yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. Which is very important, you know. And I think it's something that we don't really get a lot into. Because there is some big, bold beers, but times are tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people are...
And I do like the fact that our task was bring something hazy, and each brought a different style of hazy along. Hazy Pale, Hazy IPA, and New England IPA. So
the Nipa's a fucking gangster though.
Before cracking, so my opinions on are hazies overrated? I'm actually going to say no, just because of the definition of hazies is too broad. That's like saying are dark beers overrated. So, Ooh, just because you look at dark beers, you have porters, you have stouts, you have Irish stouts, you have pastry stouts, you have different varieties there. Within the hazy category, there are so many different sub-markets in there. So as a full category, there are probably too many.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as we said, there's a hazy IPA, there's a hazy pale, there's a New England IPA. You can also, you know, get your single hop, your dry hops, your triple dry hops and different variations in there.
I'm pretty sure cream ale falls under that pate.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got your oat cream ales and all this other stuff. So
is this a good time to announce that after this episode, we're going to all be working on some solo projects for a little while?
Speaking of which, check out the Squealer podcast. Come on,
dude. Russell's on a solo. It's now the neighbor and was I.
But yeah, I mean, it's an oversaturated market. It's less so now than what it was probably 12 months ago. We've seen the likes of, you know, Scotch ales and smoked beers and all these like different things starting to pop up now. Like the market's starting to settle. My issue really, as I was kind of mentioning before, is when places, you know, we're really giving them a kicking today, like Range, bringing out four different hazies every single week, and there's slight difference between them. That's when it gets a little, well, is it really that much different? It probably is if you know, have that, you know, delicate of a colour, you can pick it up.
If you spend $250 a week on craft beer, you'd probably notice the difference.
What a peacock.
But I think, you know, are hazies overrated is a very broad and dangerous statement.
Yes.
But I think you're right. I think it's...
Within there are merits there. Every now and then I will have a really good hazy. You know what? This is really good. Mm. Although, probably if you go back and look at the scores we've given on the podcast, I don't think many hazies have got 9s and 10s and up there.
Yeah.
Is that because there's like clear hate?
I don't think it is. I don't think I've got hatred for hazies.
I just don't think any of us have actually brought a good one in. It's basically on us.
There's never been a hazy I've picked up and I've drank it and I've gone... Wow, that was incredible.
Yeah, because there have been...
I'm trying to think of one that's blown my mind. I don't think there is.
I've had a couple.
Have you?
Like, the two that I think of immediately are from Garage Project. One I had in New Zealand, Garage Project with Monkish, on the Happy Day session. That was amazing. Mm. And the Happy Valley beer that I had as well, which is... I forget what it actually is. Happy Valley is, you know, big can of NEPA thing. That was exceptional. I had that late last year, and that would have been up there.
Yeah, right.
Again, that's just
so
brilliant, mate.
I think, in summary, next week's episode is going to be: is Range and Deeds overrated?
It's going to be an expensive fucking episode.
But no, I think you're right. I think we've sort of given a good definition of hazy category and exactly.
And I went through a lot of the Deeds website earlier to see, you know, what have they got coming out, and it's like, here's a hazy, oh, this one's triple dry hop, here's a hazy, this is a double dry hop, here's another hazy. Mm. And it's like, yeah, let's, you know, broaden the horizons a little bit. But anyway,
Deeds coming out, here's a smoked lager, get fucked.
Yeah.
What the that's when you know in Range starts banging out fucking
smoked hazies will be the next thing. Yeah. Anyway, so Cryo Nipah from Lost Palms, just a small time brewery, really.
I was really impressed with the last Lost Palms beer we had. So
yes,
I'm keen to try this.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and it's a 440 bill can. Now, talking about value here, you paid $7.50 for that can there.
Correct.
A four pack of these cost me $30. And it's a 440 mil can.
So same price, really.
Same price,
$7.50. Mm.
Yeah.
And you're always paying a premium for an individual can, but
and it's also it's a small brewery as well, so they're not, you know, brewing in bulk and saving money there. So
The full bag of Deeds though is about 25, 26.
Don't know.
Pretty sure. I think it's about 24. I think that one.
Could be right. Yeah.
25 maybe.
I didn't look at the full pack. I didn't dare.
Oh, okay.
Again, big,
good color.
Yeah, good. Almost like.
Juicy.
Kind of that sort of like apricot-y kind of...
Malty.
It's nice and cloudy and juicy looking.
Good head, look at that.
It's a bit citrusy.
That's the citra hops.
Yeah,
a bit of... Yeah, there they are. Strata, Citra and Zampa. I haven't drank it yet, but the smell is just really clean.
It's...
Can I spend the next 3 minutes sniffing it and making like the ASM noises?
I just hate when you like sniff something. I think we had one last week. It smelled amazing.
It's
And then by when we drank it, it was just like this fucking letdown. Yeah. It was like anticlimactic.
Oh, that's the Thunder Road.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was the Wolf of the Willows, wasn't it?
Oh, actually, it probably was Wolf of the Willows.
Yeah. Like, I hate that. And yeah, I'm just, I hope I'm not going to get let down here.
That is disappointing when that happens in a beer. When you crack something, Moondog has got a good reputation for that. You crack the beer and you're like, this smells amazing. Oh, what is this?
Well, that's a really good idea. It smells amazing, but why couldn't they put it in the beer?
Maybe. Maybe, here's a theory. Now we're really getting off topic.
Right.
Maybe the guys at Moondog are teetotalers. They don't actually try the beers. They just smell it and go, that smells like a good beer.
Mm.
Let's release it.
Let's roll it out.
I think they should open a perfumery instead of a brewery. they make stuff that smells good but doesn't taste good. So
you probably find that's where they started. That is a very good Nipah.
That's a really good Nipah. It's funny because it's got like,
it's balanced and rich.
Like the fruitiness just sort of, you know, trots along, hops along, and all of a sudden there's like this, like, you know, little tweak of a hop at the end. It's like bang. It's like,
I'm enjoying that. Mm. Like, really enjoying it.
Mm.
Very impressed. Haven't had a lot of Lost Palms, even though they're actually not that far away.
Yeah, and that's why I've,
the train station, they're right near it, aren't they?
Yeah, they're right near the train station, Sherwood. Like, this is only like 2-3 minutes from my work, and I've only been in that place like twice. And both times for just, you know, for getting beers for the podcast. And from what I can tell, both are really good.
Yeah.
Well, the fruitiness is not punching as hard as the Balter Hazy.
No.
But not to saying that it's not as nice. It's just a really nice, smooth level of fruitiness there.
Quite enjoyable. Actually, on the topic of overrated hazies, have you guys got some overrated movies?
I do.
I've got a whole franchise.
I've got a whole actor's career. I'll start with that. Anything Will Ferrell. He is just not funny. He is not funny.
I didn't see that coming. It was a no Step Brothers.
We need to give Warren a plastic cup here, so he doesn't not stab me with a glass vessel. Uh-huh. I find Will Ferrell's humour just intensely annoying and stupid and dumb.
He's polarizing.
Yeah,
it's like, do you know which film that everyone raved about that I hated?
Which one?
On the same. No, I like that.
Oh, okay.
On the same, not Will Ferrell, the same theme though, like just stupid humour, was Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
I despised
that. There was just the awkward humours. You're supposed to feel awkward, so laugh. And yeah, that wasn't it.
That bombed though, and then became a cult classic later.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was still shit.
Yeah.
But and look,
time didn't age it better.
Pedro was a legend.
And like, I've spent a long time actually watching Will Ferrell. It's not like I watch one movie and thinking shit. Like, you know, all my friends would say, you got to watch Anchorman, I watch it and it's shit. And so, you got to watch Old School, I watch it and it's shit. No, you got to watch Step Brothers, that's the best, and it's shit. It's just the same humour over and over again. Yeah. And they're great for me. So
if you don't like the guy, you're never going to like any of his stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What about you?
Come back around to me.
Oh, right. Mine is the Fast and the Furious saga.
Oh.
I don't think that people go in knowing they're going to be shit, and so they're not disappointed. Because you know what I mean?
It just destroyed me.
I was thinking about that as well. Is it overrated? But I don't think people actually think that good. People just, it's just, you know.
It's entertainment.
You take your brain, you put it in a box and have the knife brain.
Right out the door.
And then you're walking zombie, fast cars, explosions, family. And that's the movie. Like, it's
my missus, she summed it up perfectly. She said, well, they're bringing out a number 9. I guarantee they go to space. They're running out of shit.
Well, technically, that's the 10th because they did Hobbs and Shaw as well.
Oh, yeah. So, I can't believe it's gone that far and we only could come up with 3 Jaws movies. We got fucking million Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Yeah. The other one I wanted to mention, and this is going to be controversial. I kind of want to punch myself for saying it. Most overrated movie series of all time.
Don't do it.
Is Star Wars.
Oh. Holy fuck.
Get the fuck out.
What is with you today?
Look, don't get me wrong. I like Star Wars, but there's only like 3 good movies out of like 11.
Bullshit. Are you just doing this for clickbait?
I'm not.
There's a trailer for the week.
if you look at Metacritic and the ratings they have, there's only like 3 movies above 80 on Metacritic. I said Metacritic. I can't say critic. No, yeah. And I'll just, you look, the first three movies.
Hang on, out of 100.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay, so we're just saying, they're saying that they're above average.
Still. No, they're just decidedly average, basically.
Yeah, right.
Look, episodes 1, 2, and 3.
I just want to flip this fucking table. Yeah. But it's too big and long.
Look, as.
That's what she said.
And I'll say this as someone that I like Star Wars, but then I like the Star Wars universe and, you know, the visual aspects of it and the characters. But unfortunately, the main thing behind it is the movies just really aren't that good. With exception
of... What are you expecting?
Like, give him the silent treatment. Yeah. Don't feed him.
What about The Mandalorian? It's not the movies, but
no,
it's
I like The Mandalorian. Mandalorian 2 has a slow burn and got better. Yeah. But yeah. But yeah, listen, episodes 1, 2, and 3 are crap. Episodes 4, 5, and 6, they're good. And that's about the saving grace. 7 is very, you know, divisive. I like 7, but then I think 8 and 9.
Because there's been such a long stretch between them.
Yeah, there's a bit of a new Star Wars. Yeah. And it wasn't like episode 1. Go? And then like the last two, was it The Last Jedi and Skywalker, they're pretty bad. Although the... Episode 8, The Last Jedi, has got a Metacritic of like 83. That's one of the best rated Star Wars movies, which is insane because I think that's one of the worst.
It was a bit different though to the others.
But what did you expect how did you expect the story to flow through?
I expected the story to flow. And that was the problem with the last three, is that the story was set up in the first and then like the, you know, completely just ended in the second. There was, by the time you got to the end of the last episode 9, it was a completely new villain where they've had, you know.
I'm with you now.
So as a
respectfully, sir, I disagree.
Like, you know, they had this great idea of this awesome villain in Snoke, and then they killed him within the first 10 minutes of episode 8. It's like, well, what the fuck was that?
That was easy.
and then they brought back, like, you know, Palpatine. Like, well, just because you didn't set up another decent villain to replace Snoke, and yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
But yeah, as a universe and a world, it's, I love it. I do, but I think the movies just really aren't that great.
Did you ever play Knights of the Old Republic?
No.
Great game.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good.
I haven't really spent much time playing Star Wars games.
I reckon there is more content and better storyline in some of the games than there is in the films. I'm happy to admit that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Lore and
Because they get advantage, you know, they get like, you know, 20, 30, 40 hours to explore. And I suppose like Knights of the Republic is, you know, you endless time to explore. Yeah. So, yeah.
But they're bringing out, apparently they're doing a High Republic series on the back of the comic, which is set thousands of years before.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Which would be good, because that's like...
Is that a TV series or is that the movie trilogy they're doing?
No, they're going to be TV series.
TV series, yeah.
That's where the money's at now. Streaming services.
Yeah, yeah.
Before I get, like, you know, rained with hate mail from...
Actually,
I think you will, because you hate fucking Lord of the Rings. You hate Star Wars, but you're a nerd.
I don't hate Lord of the Rings. I just find it boring.
Fuck me. What the fuck? Who are you?
But Lord of the Rings, I love the country it's set in. Amazing.
I did find it was like the middle one.
Mm.
The Lord of the Rings one.
Best one. Yeah. Don't.
There was just one, I can't remember. I haven't watched them since they first came out.
Yeah.
There was one that I was like, oh, fucking hurry up and end.
Yeah.
Like, it was just...
dragged out.
Yeah.
I remember watching the middle one with my missus. We're in a hotel room in bed watching Lord of the Rings. What the fuck was I doing?
Tell things are going well there.
She fell asleep and she'll wake up every, like, you know, half an hour. What are they doing now? They're still walking. Okay. So she went back to sleep. What are they doing now? They're walking somewhere else now. Okay, then. Are they still walking? Yeah. Yes, but they're walking to the end credits now. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Anyway,
Speaking of TV series, do you know what I watched this week?
What?
Loki.
Oh, you finally watched it?
Yeah.
I've only watched the first episode so far.
Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
same. Yeah. Do you know which one is overrated though?
What's it?
WandaVision.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the
problem with that one, that started off really well, lots of promise, and then it kind of went, it was more intrigue. It was like, okay, this could be cool.
I felt like someone was dragging me through the first three episodes.
Remember, we all were starved of the fucking Marvel Universe. So when that came out, everyone was waiting for the next big reveal, like it's a baby show.
The first three episodes, I enjoyed it because it was like the promise of what's to come, but then what was to come just wasn't worth...
What came?
It wasn't worth it, so...
Do you know who I blame?
Me?
No.
Why are you pointing at me?
What's his name? Chris, the guy that played Captain America?
Chris Evans.
Oh, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
What a legend. What a great name.
And Robert Downey Jr.
Didn't turn up in it.
No, they should never have not signed on for more episodes.
No, you got
to. But they killed him off in the last movie.
Yeah. Well, you got to move on.
It was fucked. No. No, I do not have to do anything.
They got to rebuild the.
With fucking.
Before we delve deep, do we want to give this a quick score and jump back into that?
Fine.
All right.
I've already got my figure.
Yeah. This is probably my favorite beer of the day.
Only because this is so readily accessible. We have abundantly.
I'm going to give it a nice solid 8.
Yeah.
I really like it.
I'm with an 8 too. And perfect. Price, better than fucking Deeds. It's a good Nipah.
Yeah.
Fucking great Nipah. I reckon it's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 7.
Just because we gave it an 8?
No. I actually like the Balto better.
Yeah.
The IPA.
Not that I didn't like this. But I'm thinking about if I was going to drink a couple, I would probably enjoy the Hazy more.
Yeah, yeah.
Over a session.
I don't know if you got this. What booze is this?
I reckon 6.5, I'm feeling.
440
mil. Hang on. How tingly am I feeling?
What did you say? 6.5?
Yeah.
It's 7%.
Oh, it's close. There you go. It was funny. It's like Mick Dundee. What's the time? Well, oh, it's about 12. What's the time, mate? Oh, 12 o'clock. Yeah, we looked up at the sun. Yeah. Fuck, I love that movie. Yeah. Crocodile Dundee. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Good, solid.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to go more into the overrated stuff?
Look, the list that I found had a lot of stuff. It was like Top Gun. They said Top Gun was overrated.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
That was, if it was favourite movies, that was in there.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Cocktail. Cocktail
was in there. But there was like The Notebook, which probably any man's going to say is overrated. Pulp Fiction?
Nah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I used to think that. Like, probably the first couple of times I watched it, I thought, I just don't get it. But then after a few more, you kind of got to...
You respect the Tarantino.
You got to understand what the movie is. And then you kind of get the idea, okay, I see what this is. And you start to enjoy it a lot more.
Yeah. I don't know who wrote this, but it's definitely clickbaity. They put The Godfather in there.
What a dickhead.
They should be shot and pissed off.
Burn it. That's a great movie.
I kind of agree.
I
agree with conditions.
When you really find out about people, I tell you.
Well, if you watch that...
Love this podcast.
If you watch that blind, you hardly seen any other pop culture, anything like that, you watch that, you probably think it's brilliant. For some reason, I didn't watch that until probably about sort of 10 years ago or something like that. But the problem is, when I watched it, I'd seen the entire movie before just through pop culture references in like The Simpsons and spoof movies and stuff like that. And so, get the horse in the head and the horse head in the bed and all that. I've seen it all before, just in different other things.
It's sort of spoiled it.
And so, it doesn't have the same effect. So if someone walked into the Godfather movie, seen all this clips from it and movies that riffed from it, you probably would think it's overrated. But then it's been riffed on so many times for a reason. So
yeah.
I think... If you put it in context and you watch it, if you watch it today for the first time, you have to put it in the context of this film was made.
Yes.
50 years ago? Next year?
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that old? Yeah, it is that old, isn't it? Yeah.
So give it some credit for what it was at
absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely. That's
great. Fucking legend.
Yeah.
And that's to say, I don't think it's overrated. I can see how people would think it's overrated.
Yeah, so. Correct.
Yeah.
Look, I love movies like... They don't get enough love. Like Jojo Rabbit. That was a fucking great movie.
Never watch it.
No, seriously, it's very well done.
Yeah. I'm a massive Wes Anderson fan. Yeah. But there'll be a whole lot of people that probably think he's overrated because he's weird.
Yeah.
So, but I think he's fantastic.
That's entertaining. Yeah. It's different.
Do you know what I think creates the overratedness? It's the hype train.
The marketing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so when a movie comes out, like when a movie, especially you notice it with comedies, if the funniest jokes are in the ads,
and
they're not that funny, you know it's going to be shit, right? So it's all about the hype train. If you fall for the hype and you go and watch the movie, and it doesn't live up to your expectations, you're always going to be disappointed. You're always going to think it's overrated.
Correct.
If you go in like blind and just go, and this is what I always try and do when I go and see movies. Same with the Fast and Furious ones. I haven't watched one of those for years.
Fuck, I don't get movies for that shit.
I think the original two were good. After that, they kind of dropped off.
Yeah, it was too much.
But then again, I'm talking about when I was 15 years younger. So, of course, I was more entertained by that shit then. But I always try and go in with a lens of, am I going to be entertained?
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, forget the hype.
Yeah.
Am I going to be entertained?
Yeah.
And the difference is with movies versus beers is that they're not adjusted price-wise based on the assumed entertainment value.
Mm. I remember my Mrs. likes Fast and Furious. It's a weird thing. She loves Fast and Furious. I hate it. And it was her choice for, movie date night. And so she dragged me along to Fast 5. I thought, okay, just remember it's a dumb action movie. Just don't take it seriously. Take your brain, give your brain a brain. Watching it, okay, they jumped off the train with the car. It's fine, Russ. It's fine. And then did something else. Just ignore it, Russ. It's okay. And then they're driving around these American muscle cars, driving this, probably 30 tons safe along the streets of Brazil. I was like, that's it. I'm fucking out. This car is like, you're pulling this massive safe as if it was like a caravan on holiday or something like that. I was like, yeah, nah, I'm out. I can't deal with this shit anymore.
I love this episode. We just ripped on Fast and the Furious. Yeah. One of the biggest movie franchises on the planet.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's the trailer.
People don't go to watch it because it's good. People go to watch it because it's just dumb fun.
Exactly what Hazy Boys are all about.
Way to bring it around.
Oh, mate. Well done. Well done. Yeah, that is perfect.
So anyway, I'm going to be having police security for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, you are just ripped on bloody Star Wars.
That was psycho, wasn't it? But how would it feel if Will overrated this podcast? Come on, deep down, we feel quite a good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that'll involve someone rating us. So.
Yeah. And like people actually like sharing with
them. Oh, we have people that rate us. We got old mates in Perth and old mate in New Zealand, so that's two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mum.
I got a side the other day. I was looking on where people are listening from, and all these people in Napier, my hometown, were listening.
San Jose.
I was talking to my sister. You guys listen to my podcast? She goes, no. I was like, oh, okay.
But America, California.
Yeah.
That's odd. Yeah. We don't talk anything American. And that's not a VPN. There's a massive
craft beer scene.
There is, but I don't think that, to have that being, what is it, like 30% of our fan base?
Yeah.
Isn't in America.
Well, on that insightful end, time to wrap things up for today. Thank you for joining us once more. I've been Russell.
I've been Chris.
I've been Wazza.
We've been awesome. We'll catch you next time.